Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. As you know, over the decades, Sebring has been its own unique event. It's been the longest standing running endurance sports car event in the United States. But it's also been a traditional lead up to the 24 Hours of Le Mans, a really good hard hit out before all the teams head off to France. And that is particularly pertinent and poignant for today and the group that we have assembled, these crucial participants and key members. For what today is all about. Let's see, Phelps, President of NASCAR. For the Chairman CEO of NASCAR and Chairman of IMSA, Mr. Jim France. For Rick Hendrick, the owner of Hendrick Motorsports. Jim Campbell, the US Vice President of Chevrolet Performance and Motorsports. Welcome, Jim. Stu Grant, the General Manager of Global Racing Tires for Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Mr. Pierre Fillon, the President of the ACO, the Automobile Club de l'Ouest. Welcome. And of course, President of IMSA, Mr. John Doonan. John, welcome. You know, our sport is maybe one of the worst for keeping secrets, but for those in the know, they've done very well at keeping their lips nice and tight. Has it been done before? Yes, Jim's father did it. But here we go in the modern era, almost 50 years apart from the last time that it was done. So as we know in the Cup Series, the next generation car has created and stimulated a lot of interest, a lot of excitement with the coupe-like design. You know, it's sleek. It's more like its road-going counterpart. So now it's ready to take the next step, and it really is a big step. I know that there's many of you in this room who have been to Le Mans. For those of you who haven't, there is nothing like it. I was just talking with Chad Knaus before, and he went last June for the first time. Was blown away. Couldn't believe it. There is nothing else on the planet quite like Le Mans. I went there 12 times, had the fortune of calling it 10 years in a row, and it seems to surprise you each and every time with how much it evolves, how much it changes. But the one thing that never changes is the task at hand. And it's quite daunting. So, with that being said, NASCAR has collaborated with, as we said, the 14-time champions, Hendrick Motorsports, to form what is a super team of partners with Chevrolet, with Goodyear, with the ACO, with IMSA, to say, all right, let's attack this. Let's create something special, not only for us and for NASCAR, but for the motor racing world as well. So, it will be Garage 56. And Monsieur Fillon, as you are about almost to celebrate your 10th year as president of the ACO, Garage 56 is also celebrating 10 years, and Garage 56 is a special project. Every year that slot and that garage is allocated for a different initiative, something, and we've seen many different ones over the years, haven't we? I remember when we had the diesel-powered prototype, we had the Delta Wing, we had so many different types of cars, and that's what this is all about. It's something different to entertain sports car and racing enthusiasts all over the world. So, Jim France, with that being said, what's the motivation? What's the motivation behind this? Because I haven't seen you this giddy and this excited in quite a while. So give us what the driver is.
Well, it's been almost 50 years since my father took NASCAR over to Le Mans. I remember when Dick Brooks came back, he was one of the drivers. I asked him what his thoughts were on it. He said, number one, he said the fans love the car. Number two, it was a fantastic experience. And number three, it was a hell of a challenge. So you can look at the folks at this table. They all like big challenges, good experiences. And really, we want to expose Pierre's great fan base to our NASCAR cars and drivers. So it was an opportunity. I talked to Pierre when he had the Garage 56 if there was a possibility that we could bring our new car over, and he said he would work on it. We got together last August. He said that he could try and make that happen for us. I talked to Rick along the way about if it would be something that he would be interested in doing. He's our champion team, the winningest team in our Cup Series, and I felt like that it would be very, very important if he would represent our sport in this big event. So I'm thrilled to say we're sitting up here together. And
it's great. It's really great. And further evidence, too, of Steve, you know, NASCAR, Daytona, Le Mans, IMSA, you know, coming together in a more collaborative effort. For you, you know, heading up NASCAR, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to NASCAR? You're always looking at new and different ways to spread the message in the fan base. So what does it mean for NASCAR?
Yeah, thank you, Lee. It's a pleasure to be here. This is a huge opportunity for us. I think if you think about where NASCAR is and the momentum we had in 20 and 21, but for those of you who've been at the racetrack in 22, there's a new sense of energy and enthusiasm to the sport that the sport hasn't had in a long, long time, as evidenced by what happened at the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. The centerpiece of that wasn't just that amazing venue. It was the next-gen car. And if you think about the racing that we have seen with the next-gen car in these five races, there's something special that's happening here. So we are, as a sport, we're trying to look at things that are unique and different in part. Sorry about that. And I think that's exactly what we're doing. That's what this opportunity is. We have a series in Europe called the Wheel and Euro Series. We know there's some enthusiasm for NASCAR, you know, stock car racing. But this is going to take it to a new level, right? And to Jim's point, this has been 50 years now in the making to come back with this project. And we're excited to partner with Rick Hendrick and his organization and Chevy and Goodyear and to have NASCAR come back to Le Mans.
Rick, I know traveling down here with you today, you said it's very complimentary for NASCAR wanting to collaborate and work with Hendrick Motorsports. You've done so much over your career and the team's career. If you look at it like that, you've got the last two champions in Cup. You've won two of the four races this year. So much going on. Why take on a project like this? What's your drive? What's the determination and inspiration behind this?
Well, number one, it's an honor for Jim to ask me about doing this. And, you know, to be able to go to Le Mans, I never dreamed I'd go to Daytona. And to be able to go represent NASCAR there, it's such a unique and, you know, the kind of epitome of racing. It's just going to be exciting for us. And to partner with Chevrolet and Goodyear and NASCAR, our guys are fired up. We want to go represent our sport. We're in a class by ourselves, but we want to compete and put the ultimate piece out there to represent NASCAR. So to me, it's an honor. It's something that I never thought I'd have an opportunity to do. Our organization's excited, and we plan to go show off our sport. So it's going to be an exciting time. Jim and I started talking about this in, I think, November 20. And so it's real today. So we're just really excited and honored to be able to go do this.
Thanks for underscoring that really was a well-kept secret. Jim, for you, so much success in NASCAR competition for Chevrolet, over 800 victories and manufacturer titles, etc. But also at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. I mean, having been there myself, seeing those bright yellow Corvette racing cars and the enthusiasm that it attracts, the passion, not only from the French fans, all European fans. I mean, Chevrolet has such a special place in the fans' hearts over there. Is this for you guys to go back and experience it on a broader scale and kind of almost twofold?
Yeah, it's going to be so special, and we were really honored when Jim and Rick came to us and asked us to be part of it as a team, along with Goodyear, and working with Pierre on this very special Garage 56 opportunity. And you know, Chevy has a long history in racing. We love it. We love racing. We love performance, and a long history in NASCAR. We're proud of that and our success there. But also, we've had a great run in sports car racing with IMSA, and obviously very special at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. So when I think about racing, the Daytona 500, the Rolex 24 Hours at Daytona, the 12 Hours of Sebring, this is such an amazing place, and the 24 Hours of Le Mans, and to kind of take the partners from all those different series and come in as one team in Garage 56, which is so special. It's going to be really fun to take this challenge on and take the next-gen Camaro ZL1 with Rick and Stu and the team to Le Mans and go for 24 hours. We have had a chance to race a Corvette in a factory format since 2000, about 21 times we raced, and we've won our class 8 times. So we'll bring to this effort, you know, our experience and knowledge of what we say it takes from our experience on Corvette to not only, you know, get there and compete and run and finish a race, but have a chance to, you know, really perform at the level that you expect. So we can't wait. We're really proud to be part of the effort, and thanks for having us.
And, Stu, you've kind of got to, maybe not the end, but you've got to a very good point in the project with the 18-inch tire for the next-gen car. So that was a big hurdle to get over and a big program, big project. So you have some energy left to take on this project?
I'll tell you what, the there can't be a better team of partners than the people at this table. So we're, as Rick and Jim both said, everybody at Goodyear is honored to be a part of this program. So as far as the 18-inch go, that has been a big challenge for us, certainly, no doubt about it. Two and a half year project for us. But I have to say the product, you know, we're a couple of races into the schedule, and the product performance that I've seen, I'm really, really pleased with. So having said that, it's still a work in progress because, I mean, it's racing, right? NASCAR is going to make changes. The teams are always making changes, and we'll be making changes to keep up. So everybody's learning and everybody's improving, you know, with the NASCAR program. Now, as far as the Le Mans goes, I mean, Goodyear's got a lot of heritage at the 24 Hours of Le Mans, one of the most prestigious motorsports events in the world. We won the overall, had the overall win a few times, and of course we're involved with the LMP2, but we've never been involved in a Garage 56 program, and it's right up our alley. We're super excited about it and can't wait to get started.
Keep in mind that the ACO, the Automobile Club de l'Ouest, has been running Le Mans since 1923. Pierre Fillon is the president of that. Pierre, if you would explain or detail how excited you are about this project. And there's going to be a lot of people that don't know what Garage 56 is, so I'll let you elaborate on that.
Yeah, thank you. This announcement is a great news, especially in this year. We are celebrating many anniversaries. And it's exactly 10 years we introduced the Garage 56 in Le Mans. What is Garage 56? Garage 56 is a car dedicated to innovative. This is only car, no point, is not in the championship, but we need something innovative. And when Jim told me there will be a new generation of cars in NASCAR with using an hybrid system, and he had this crazy idea to enter this car as a garage consist in 2023, I was immediately enthusiastic. I think this new generation of NASCAR car with the hybrid system is innovative, and this is the future of NASCAR. This car will bring some wonderful memories to the fans. Remember 1976 and 1982 with two Camaro on the starting. And finally, this is another big symbol of the strong partnership we have with Jim and between Le Mans and Daytona. 2023 will be the centenary of Le Mans. We will have the most prestigious brand manufacturer in Le Mans. And thank you for the convergence we did together. This is a great achievement. At least we have to convince the selection committee in 2023, but I'm sure with a high-level team behind this project, you will take up this challenge. So I'm very confident.
And Pierre brings up a good point. We should mention it is the intention of this group to race at Le Mans next year. The invitations don't officially come out until January. And Pierre also brings up another pertinent point. That is that for those of you who know, you know. For those of you who don't, Garage 56, you're not racing anybody. You are in your own unique class, and it offers that showcase to highlight, you know, the innovation, to your point, that you are bringing to the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Maybe have you kept this secret the best?
I've tried.
John Doonan, what does this mean to IMSA?
Well, you know, last August, we had the opportunity to be with Pierre, Jim, myself, Ed Bennett, and we were able to announce a 10-year extension on our strategic alliance agreement between IMSA and the ACO. That was a proud moment because I think it says exactly what we've been trying to do all these years, and that's collaboration and find a way for manufacturers to use the same car here in IMSA as well as in Le Mans and the World Endurance Championship. manufacturers, partners, to be able to come together and celebrate and do what's right for our sport. And today is another step for me in this process of collaboration and in doing the best to put both NASCAR in front of a tremendous audience at Le Mans, and I think vice versa. Our NASCAR fans are very passionate and very loyal, and for them to be able to experience endurance sports car racing, the ultimate test of human and machine, is pretty incredible.